important. That's, I'm glad that you brought it, Michael. He said, please, we do a review today, and we go back to page Mem Aleph. And please follow reading it with me, because you require to read this quite often. Let's go to Or Pinimi, second column. It's the last paragraph. Ve'inyan ha-hamshacha, the subject of continuity hazu. It's the aspect of continuity, how the light continues from Ensof into the system. Ki bekol sefira o sefira nimsaot eser sefirot. Understand, when we talk about a sefirah is not complete unless it has eser sefirot of pratiyut of itself. Sheze nifchan hen besefirah shel ha'eser sefirot de'igulim. As well, this concept is in the sefer eser sefirot of igulim. Each igul has his own sefirah, eser sefirot. Vehen besefirah shel ha'eser sefirot de'yosher. So is the Yosher. וכשיצאו עשר ספירות של הספירה עד קטר, at first, how קטר came about, יצא מתחילה הקו בבחינת ג' הספירות הראשונות שלו. He says when the קו comes in, קו, when he says קטר comes in, קטר is inclusive of the first three. That means in the Yosher. In the Yosher. קטר, חוכמה בינה. And he says, first, when it comes in, the light comes in into the halal from Ein Sof. First thing that it comes the first three of the kav. That's why it said ma'at. It came a little bit. If we look at the aspect of tzaddik, right on top of the page, where he says, ve'nimshach mi'at ve'chazar. Mi'at ve'chazar. This ma'at, that means a little bit. Shenikra Rosh de Keter de Yosher. Now Keter, this Keter Chokhmah Bina is considered to be Rosh. You remember we said the Kav is the concept of Adam Kadmon, is the concept of Adam. The Kav is not just a Kav, a line. No, it's a Partsuf. It's a in the form, in the mood of Adam. It says when we talk a Kav, we are not talking a Kav, a line. No, we're talking about Adam. That means a concept that has a Rosh Toch Sof. That's, otherwise he's not a Kav. And we call him the Yosher. That's why he's standing. V'heirato hitpashet le'sefirat ha'keter de'igulim. And this he'ara of the Gimel Rishonim of the Kav, the first three, Keter, Chokhma, Bina, came into the Keter of the Igulim. Hakolel gamken eser sefirot, and this keter of igulim has eser sefirot. So what is inside of eser sefirot of the keter of igulim? It's keter chokhma bina of the yosher. So in reality, keter chokhma bina of the yosher is surrounded like a womb, like a sperm going into an egg, like whatever you want to call it. It's gone inside. And this is, the igul is surrounding it. This three. But the kav is not only three. The kav has another seven to go. And he says the following. Ve'eser sefirot elu deketer shel ha'igulim. מסובבת רק את הגימל הספירות הראשונות של העשר ספירות בקטר של הקו. Only this עשר ספירות surrounds only the first three. Now it's very important to remember this concept. Extremely important. I read it many, many times. Then you understand what continuity means. If you use the very correct word, you say, what's the process from this point to this point? This is the process. The process is how the Hamshacha is done. Okay? V'acharei ze dahaynu acharei shenishlemu eser sefirot dekete. After nishlemu completed the eser sefirot dekete, de igulim legamre, עיגולים לגמרי. Gimel Rishonim of the Yosher.
Of the Yosher came. They were first part of Keter of the Yosher, but then one came out of the other. Now
there are Eser Sefirot Pratiot, a personal Eser Sefirot Shela Keter. Only Keter.
Okay.
I'm not talking about Chochmah. Only Keter of Igulim. Yeah.
How did the Zayin Tachtonim came about?
Zayin Tachtonim of what?
Of the Yosher.
Okay, it says no. It says the only thing that goes inside.
I understand it's outside.
Forget. Look at, it says Igul of Keter. Don't look at, no picture.
Okay.
That's why I say don't go to those books and looking picture. And I, my problem with you guys is that you have looked at a picture, you have been exposed. Your eyes mislead you.
It's easier for us to try to picture it.
No, picture it. Don't. Take the word. Take my word. Why they tell you? They said, don't take the picture. Take my word. Don't take what you see. Take the word of what it tells you. Don't make an image. That's the problem. By you making the image, then you have this difficulty. Shalom Boker Tov. You came on the right time. Please bring your page Mem Aleph after you say the tefillah. Because last week I really understood, and I'm glad you brought it up, because it's very important to understand this aspect. Now, clean, look at the following. You have Eser Sefirot Sheel Yosher. You have Eser Sefirot of Igul. Each Sefirah has Eser Sefirot of itself. Otherwise, it's not complete because Malchut of Eser Sefirot of Keter reveals Keter. Nothing else does not reveal the Keter. Keter of Keter, Keter of Chochmah, be it in Igulim or in Yosher, is the same. The Sefirot are the same. That means it has to go to Keter of the Keter, Chochmah of Keter, Bina of Keter, Zerampin of Keter, to reach Malchut of Keter in order to reveal Keter. Otherwise, Keter is not revealed. Okay? Now, it says, when the Kav comes into the Halal, Me'at, it comes a little bit, immediately it turns into an Igul. What Igul? Igul of Keter, of Igulim. That means, what goes in, it says, only Gimel Rishonim Shel Hakav. Don't anything else. Gimel Rishonim. That means, the energy of Keter, Chochmah, Bina, right on the second column, Inyana Hamshacha. I want to review in order to come to realization of what is the process of continuity? Because last week we had a problem here. Now it says when the light comes, Ma'at, immediately it turns into an Igul, and the Igul, this Igul of Keter, Eser Sefirot of the Keter, Eser Sefirot Shel Keter, gets enlightened and surrounded the Gimel Rishonim of the Kav. No, Keter Chochmah Bina of the Kav.
But still that Keter has the potential of the seven Tachtonim in it, but they haven't...
Everything, yes, Gimel Rishonim they do, but they have not been revealed. Why? Because there is no Igul surrounding it. Igulim are the Kelim. If there is no Igul surrounding it, that means the Kli is not complete. You remember we discussed what is a Kli? A Kli has a force, a Masach, that implements it, that means surrounds it, because it enforces. Then there is the willingness of the vessel itself to לצמצם, צמצום, and the חומר, חומר, the capacity of הרצון לקבל. Then it makes a כלי. If it doesn't have this tree, it doesn't make it a כלי. Now, follow one by one. Just remember the word. It says, Gimel Rishonim after Kav, that is Keter Chochmah Bina after Yosher, is Sovev, Mistovev, it's surrounded by Eser Sefirot Shel Keter.
Keter
of Iguli. Bravo. Because what makes different separation, we said in Kabbalah? Shinui, Tzura. What the Kav, the Zayin Tachtonim, does in the Kav? Increases Avyut. And Avyut brings Shinui. And since it brings Shinui, there is a separation. But in Gimel Rishonim, there is no such a separation. Why? Because there is no such an aviut. Igulim, with Gimel Rishonim of the Kav, they have affinity, they have Shivui Tzura.
And the Igulim, because they never had Masach, they don't know anything about
the Zaches light of the Kav, the Zaches part of the Kav, which is Keter Chochma Bina of the Kav, is the light that at this time is the Zaches. There is no more purest of that section and can only reveal this Keter Chochmah Bina of the Kav, the Gimel Rishonim of the first Kav that comes in, reveals. That means the Gimel Rishonim of the Keter of the Kav. Gimel Rishonim of the Keter of the Kav is surrounded by Eser Sefirot Sher Keter of Igulim. Now I want you to guys to tell me the words, just the words. What I said, try to take the words and understand. There are Eser Sefirot in Yosher, Eser Sefirot Igulim. Each Igul has Eser Sefirot Pratiot of itself. Each sefira of the Yosher has Eser Sefirot of itself. Now, first time the light, the Kav comes in, its Rosh comes in. When baby comes out, what it comes out? Its Rosh comes out. So when its Rosh comes in, that means its Keter, Chochma Bina, comes into the first Igul, which is called Keter of Igulim. This Rosh comes in, and the Eser Sefirot de Igulim only surrounds the Rosh of the Kav, which is the Gimel Rishonim of the Kav. Zayin Tachtonim of the Kav has not been surrounded, that is revealed by the Igulim. Now, let's follow. That's why I want you to review it. Now, the Gimel Rishonim have to create Zayin Tachtonim. They have to create another continuity. The Rosh has to create what? Rosh of human being creates after the baby is in the fetus. It starts the stage of fetus. First, what comes out?
Head.
Then the head creates what? The body.
Yeah.
Because if there is no body, it's not going to add the hands and the legs. So it needs to do the body. So that's the toch. Now, the toch has to be created. By who? By Gimel Rishonim of the Kav and Eser Sefirot, the Keter of the Igulim. They have to continue the seven Sefirot that comes from Keter Chochmah of Yosher, the light of Keter Chochmah Bina of the Yosher, which came to the Eser Sefirot Shel Igulim Shel Keter.
Something I have to understand.
Bravo, you have to understand this.
If the Keter of
No, it has only Keter, Chokhma, Bina. Potentially, it has everything else. Potentially.
Yeah.